This is sort of an unusual poem because it rhymes. I often write in a certain way just because I haven't done it before or because I haven't done it in a long time, since I hate repeating myself. Though, of course, one always has to repeat oneself since one remains the same person, usually. A worldly country. Not the smoothness, not the insane clocks on the square, the scent of manure in the municipal parterre, not the fabrics, the sullen mockery of Tweety Bird, not the fresh troops that needed freshening up. If it occurred in real time, it was okay, and if it was time in a novel, that was okay too. From palace and hovel, the great parade flooded avenue and byway, and turnip fields became just another highway. Leftover bonbons were thrown to the chickens and geese who squawked like the very dickens. There was no peace in the bathroom, none in the china closet, or the banks where no one came to make a deposit. In short, all hell broke loose that wide afternoon. By evening, all was calm again. A crescent moon hung in the sky like a parrot on its perch. Departing guests smiled and called, "See you in church." For night, as usual, knew what it was doing, providing sleep to offset the great ungluing that tomorrow again would surely bring. As I gazed at the quiet rubble, one thing puzzled me. What had happened and why? One minute, we were up to our necks in rebelliousness, and the next, peace had subdued the ranks of hellishness. So often it happens that the time we turn around in soon becomes the shoal our pathetic skiff will run aground in. And just as waves are anchored to the bottom of the sea, we must reach the shallows before God cuts us free.